Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
well,
which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to the Hello Sport Podcast. Home of unqualified opinion and unwavering bias. Just off the top, very sad news about what happened in Bondi on the weekend. Thinking of everyone involved, any dribblers out there, anyone who's affected. Yeah, awful stuff.
Terrible. Fucking terrible. Nasty. Awful.
Awful. Not much else to really say. I hope everyone's doing okay under the circumstances and glad that dude got shot. Anyway.
We'll dribble and yarn though.
Yes.
We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it fluffy.
Keep it light and fluffy.
That's all we can do.
Like pastry.
Yes.
You know, like when they're sort of pushing pastry on you, light, fluffy pastry.
Light and fluffy, like a pav. Is that? It's not fluffy.
No, that's not a pav. It's light. It's light, but it's not pastry though.
So it's not fluffy.
No. It could be fluffy, but it's not.
What about a croissant?
Yes.
It can be light and fluffy.
Like, but like if you had to make your own like chicken pie at home, you put some of that phyllo pastry on. Phyllo pastry is fucking good, by the way. It's weird. Like, I don't know exactly what it is, but
no
like,
one does. No one knows what it is. We just trust that it's good.
You trust that it's good and that it has the ability to keep things light and fluffy, which is what we're going to be phyllo pastry today.
Hands up in the air if you're going to be phyllo pastry. This only means something on the YouTube, but yeah. we've all got our hands up.
Except Cody Totes, is above it.
Are you above being phyllo pastry? Are you above being phyllo pastry?
Seems like he's above it.
Are you above it, Totes?
Seems like he is. Thinks he's above it.
Just because you got a new haircut last week, you're above being phyllo pastry,
mate? Yeah, new haircut. Fucking.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Light and fluffy.
That's it.
Let's get into it.
We are here on a Monday, punters and dribblers. Yep. I'm not like bursting with energy. Not yet. I've only just had a good day, but
other than they just had
the weekend.
Friday Hacker Major was fucking hilarious and another great day.
You forget how good they are until you get there. And you're like, fuck, this is good.
Good fun.
Just great fun. Good dribble. Good yarn. Played like shit. Surprise, surprise.
But I think we played maybe the worst we've played.
At a hacker. Yeah. You and I don't like Northbridge much. The last two times we played there, it's been pretty ordinary.
Pretty bad, yeah. But
like I probably hit 5 good shots all day.
I don't think I hit a good drive all day. And that's really all I'm good
No,
for.
I didn't hit a good drive all day.
All I'm good for is a good drive, and I didn't hit a good drive all day.
I hit one good drive. That was it.
The final hole where we came in. So I'll just quickly set a little bit of the scene for you, punters and dribblers. The Hacker Major, 130 hot, horny dribblers, new hats that you may be able to see I'm wearing. Bet these will sell. They'll fly off the shelves, the old hacker hats. But basically, four-man Ambrose. If you don't get golf, then fucking too bad. But you're playing with your team and with another team, and everyone's playing for the ultimate
prize. That was new addition.
We were playing with Sebo's team of borderline professional golfers.
Mark
Ruddy's off one. Sebo plays every day. Streety plays every day. Harvey, the only like sort of semi-professional.
And played that way.
And played, like he still played well, but played.
But he played like, okay, you can understand that this guy doesn't play every single day of his life.
Yeah,
unlike the other three.
And
we gave it to him.
Well, you'd argue that so obviously we were looking at the overall standings, but there was a very intense battle going on between the two teams.
Correct.
Given that they were borderline professional and we were awful.
We were representing the very essence, the very soul of the tournament, which is the hacker.
Yeah.
That's who we were representing, the average golfer.
Yeah. It came down to the final hole, much infighting from Sebo's team. Now, Sebo has just walked in, so don't think that
he doesn't have a mic.
No, and he won't have one, but,
this is our time.
We wouldn't talk, we'd talk about him like, we're about to talk about him in front of his face as well as
on the public record.
So this is all, he already knows this as he sits over there pretending like he's not hearing every single word. Okay, there you go. But in such was the competitive nature of these semi-professional, you could argue professional golfers against some hackers like you and I, that when we were like one or two up with three to play, or was it one up? And then they started infighting about the scorecards, and they basically had to pause the entire game for, what was it, 15, 20 minutes, pull over and recount every single shot they'd played just to try and work out whether the score was correct. The
score was correct. Sebo also accused me of cheating, which was very uncouth.
Yep.
The only ones that cheated were them on the final hole.
The final hole.
When Harvey found nothing but bush, and they're like, oh, look at these balls we found on the ground.
You got to remember as well, on these days, because it's like speed of play is important and you're playing off your best, the best shot of your team.
There's so balls left on the ground always.
There are balls left everywhere.
I didn't put it this way. If we didn't use my shot, I didn't pick it up.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's literally what it was like.
Yeah. If it wasn't on the way to the best ball.
Yeah. Oh, we're going through balls like a Raider Knights. But that's the hacker. So there's balls everywhere.
There's balls everywhere.
Birmingham, Burmo's old man, who loves finding errant balls.
Oh, my God.
Was a kid in a candy store. But he was also like quite confused. He couldn't understand why people were just leaving balls on the ground. It fucked him up.
Could not wrap his head around it. From the start of the day, when Sebo's given the speech, right, all right, pace of play, everyone. If you think your ball's lost, it's lost. Off the first fucking tee off, Dad punches it into the bush, and then
it's gone. You can tell it's gone.
It is gone. And then we are about to drive down to go and play the someone else's shot. Dad's like, I'm just going to quickly go look for my ball. I'm like, did you hear any of the conversation at the start of this? He's like, what? I'm like, we can't. We've got teams up our ass. We got to keep going here. Pace of play is like, nah. And
he's on foot automatically.
On foot, but also like, especially when your son's telling you, he's just like, how about you go fuck yourself, mate? I'm your dad. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
He just walks off into the bush, traipsing around. And like far enough away where like I have to then go and get him from where he is to bring him back to where the fuck, to where we're playing.
He's like, mate, I think it punches through a hole down there. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
No, dude.
That's just dead. That's just dead as a doorknob.
It's just dead bush, mate. And it's the first hole. Get it together. Anyway, he didn't really get much better, but he certainly, the amount of balls, his catch cry for the day was like, whose ball's that? Yeah. Whose tee's that? It was just like.
He was finding tees and balls and he was having the time of his fucking life.
He was loving it.
The point is, on the final hole, we had to take one of my shots and one of Harvey's.
Yeah.
We stand up.
But were we even at this point as well?
Yes.
So we were even, and both you and Harvey hadn't used your second tee off shot. So there was everything to play for.
Get up there. He rips a shot and we're like, ooh, don't know about that. It's an iron. I think he plays a 5-iron. Everyone's very, very unsure.
Looks,
I get up
but
there.
But looks bushy. Roddy, his teammate, was like,
That's bushy. I get up there. I hit a 5-iron that's like a beautiful shot. We get down there and we find mine straight away, exactly where we thought it was. Harvey's, they've gone down 50 metres in front of us. And I'm like, well, hang on. Didn't we both hit 5-iron? Was yours that much better than mine? 50 metres and change, maybe more?
Mm.
Or are you just hitting balls that aren't yours?
And then they get down there and they can't find his ball. Harvey's like, I don't remember which ball's mine.
I don't remember which ball's mine.
Yeah.
And there's like, obviously conversation between the competitive elements of the team, Sebo, who was like, let's play these, which were clearly drives.
Yeah.
Let's play these drives that aren't ours. Mm. Shocking level of sportsmanship.
Yeah, it was disgraceful.
Okay,
there you go.
That is the opposite.
The opposite,
according to Sebo. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know how was that the opposite?
I don't know how the opposite could be true, because you took a fucking ball that wasn't yours and then went on to basically beat us by a shot. Well, it would have been. We would have won because that would have been a fucking shot back.
Correct. That would have been in the bush.
We told him,
we said, you better take a provisional. And they're like, no, we'll find it. Yeah, of course you will, because you'll kick a couple out.
And there was like all these different balls around there as well. It's like, oh, no, pretty
Mate,
sure this
there was,
is it.
There was two balls there in
pretty
the same
sure
spot.
This is it.
Yeah.
So pretty sure this is it.
And then Sebo's approach was like the closest to the pin on the closest approach hole as well.
Yeah. Yes. So we were doubly fucked. Because
he technically shouldn't have won that.
He technically shouldn't have won close to the pin either.
Lucky he put on the bar. Yeah, otherwise, that would have been very uncouth.
Yeah, that would have. Well, we wouldn't have allowed it. Listen, Sebo of a couple of hackers ago would have been leaving the course with $1,500, whatever it was. But so listen, ultimately, we were never going to win the day, but we beat Sebo and his team of professional golfers. But we didn't. So it's like, it's modern controversy.
We didn't, but we...
But we fucking...
We surely did.
We surely did.
A beautiful...
Listen, that's the way they want to play.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A great day, though. Great day. Better than Lego. Take it out again.
Mm.
They win in Newcastle and here?
Yeah.
Yep.
in the playoff. And they also won the putt off to get the Scotty Camerons. So they cleaned
they
up.
They won Scotty Camerons and they won the. I almost think if you win two, you got to start getting handicapped.
Yeah, I agreed. You can't win two and just, you can't keep.
You can't just, if you like win two on your own merits, congratulations, you're like a Hall of Fame side, but like you can't, you now have to start getting handicapped. You can't win the fucking thing and win Scotty Camerons and then just keep coming back.
Seven under, I think, got the, seven under got you into a playoff. Is that right?
Seven under, yeah.
We were two under. That's okay.
Did we go for two under?
Yeah. Joyride was basically the reason for that. I think if we can just acknowledge his greatness on the day.
Yeah, Joyride.
He was particularly good.
He
was particularly good.
Yeah. Jeezy can get onto him.
He played fucking well. It was just a pleasure to be on the course with the big fella.
Yeah, he's got a place in the team whenever he wants it. That's for sure. So that was good. A few of the teams as well, like, we need to pick up our game in terms of dressing up. We fucked up. Like, usually we've got our
But we'd planned late. We had a plan.
Planned late.
We had a plan.
It was a bad plan.
They didn't arrive in time.
It's right, so it was a late plan. The plan
late. No, so it's late.
Yeah, but like it's not a good plan because also we weren't even sure the sizes were going to be there for a man of Joyride's stature.
Well, you didn't ask, you assumed.
Because it was late. Now, there were some good teams, though, that were, like, dressing up and shit. You had bloody, there was Scope and the boys there at the Mudders. Then there was the dudes that were all dressed as Americans. They had their American hats on.
Lit Golf. Dressed as Bryson.
My favourite, though.
With the big baggy pants.
No, that was Hello Jorts.
Oh
yeah,
Hello Jorts were the best.
That was the best. Hello Jorts. So funny. And they just had the Hello Sport logo, but Jorts instead of Sport.
And they had huge jorts on.
Have you got a bug in your mouth? Like, it's coming for you. They just had huge jorts. Like, it's just the simplicity of it.
It's like massive jorts.
Perfection.
Love that. Jorts are foul.
But disgusting. In that context, they're absolutely fantastic. Shout out to Northbridge quickly as well. Northbridge Golf Club for having us.
Delayed the maintenance or the renovation of the greens.
Yeah.
So that's just a club that
put extra staff on there. The place looked fantastic.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The greens were delightful.
They were quick.
They were quick, but they were like, they almost rewarded quality putting, which I didn't have. But like, there was
It was like Augusta.
One of the greens
really quick greens.
One of the greenskeepers hit us up and he goes, dude, can you send us through one of the videos that were in our story? Because he's like, that. There was a video that one of the ones that you got, Willie, where the guy's like putting it and it just curves around and it's just the pace of the ball just does not change and just rolling perfectly, slowly drops in. And he's like, I can't remember the term he used, but it's just like, it was a great example of like how evenly speeded the greens were or some shit.
So he was touching himself.
He was fucking touching himself. It was a great clubhouse, great course. They gave us a room to watch the rugby league and to bloody live our lives without fear.
Yeah, shout out to Ollie for hooking that up. He did that just especially for us because they had a members' dinner on at the same time in the clubhouse. So he found us a nice quiet little corner.
Quiet.
I don't think we were quiet.
Not that quiet.
A corner.
We were hidden.
Yeah, we were hidden, but we weren't quiet.
But yeah, shout out to everyone at Northbridge. Terrific operation.
Yeah, no, it was very
terrific
good.
Operation.
Balls flying all over the place. It was fucking, you got hit by a ball. David, our wine rep, got hit by a ball.
I was on the blower because, you know, Work doesn't stop. And I was holding the phone like that and it came in under my phone, which it would have smashed and hit me right at the bottom of the palm. So it missed my head, which would have been a disaster, and missed my phone, which also would have been a disaster.
Hit by, I'm pretty sure, Scope's team.
Bastards.
Yep. Just no one calling four.
No one called four. Well, they couldn't see us, but they should have called
four. You call four even when you can't see it. You know what I'm saying?
You just call four.
Shout out to the sponsors of the day as well. Ned's, obviously, for getting on board once again. They had a team, which was good. Giral fucking hitting eagles and shit. Giral can play. He can play. Better Beer for supplying all the beer.
Big Day Rosé,
obviously.
For supplying all that rosé.
All the rosé. Fully cooked. What's the sunscreen, boys?
Naturally cooked sunscreen.
Give them a look. Check them out.
It's good stuff.
Is there anyone else I'm missing, Sebo?
Drummond Golf DY.
Forgive me, Drummond Golf DY. Thank you. And
Beautiful people.
At Drummond Golf DY.
Well, across the board.
Yeah, you're right.
Across the board. All beautiful people.
Yep. Gorgeous. Well done to Sebo.
Well done, Sebo.
For organising. Obviously, all the behind the scenes.
Well done, the boys.
Toblar, Willie, Cody Totes. Working hard.
Totes was toting.
Mick. Man, Joel. Yeah,
Mitch. Reese. Great people. Beautiful people. Incredible people.
Great people. Really good people. Obviously, the only dark spot on a great day was the marred final hole, but like... You know.
That's all right.
It is what it is, right?
Listen, if you're comfortable stooping to that level, then shame on you.
That's not the Hallow Sport way,
No, it's not. We're pure.
Yeah. But how good are these fucking hats?
Nice hats.
Hackers Golf Club, baby.
Hackers
Golf Club. More shit coming.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep them peeled.
That's all I'll say.
And obviously, you know, Martin controversy.
Punters and Dribblers, you may have seen on our Instagram last Friday that Tom and I are now in the business of fucking doing a bit of like a living room glamour for the Punters and Dribblers. Yep. We want to come into your house and we want to elevate that space.
It's a living room makeover. We're working with our good friends Koala, and basically what we got to do is what you got to do is submit your nightmarish sofas from your share house.
Submit your sofa secrets, right? So if you've got a fucking sofa that's seen some winters, that's got some yarns about it. I mean, in the video last week, Tom told a couple of rippers that can give you an example.
Well, I can give you an example right now. One of them, we picked up a Lazy Boy off the side of the street, brought it home. A week later, there was bed bugs all through the house.
That'd be a sofa secret.
That same share house, there was a big couch there that's where like you'd sleep on at the end of a night if you were not necessarily a resident of said house. You'd hear noises in it all the time, but you didn't really want to excavate that too hard. Turns out there's a family of rats living in there.
That's a sofa secret.
Sofa secrets. You submit yours. The link is in our Instagram bio. You submit yours there, and the winners get a living room makeover.
The three winners get makeovers from Tom and I. Now
we come to your living room. We come to your house and we make it over.
We literally come and we rock up, and with the help of our good friends at Koala, we make that place look cherry ripe.
Yeah.
Submissions close tonight, Monday night at midnight. Tonight, Monday night at midnight. So you got to move quick if you want Tom and I to come over and fucking spruce you up.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's quick sticks.
Act quick. Make your submissions via the link in the bio. Tonight closes tonight, Monday the 15th of April.
Eddie.
Yeah, bruh.
Bulldog Richie's angry again.
Is he?
Fucking Bulldog.
Is he furious?
Bulldog's bite, mate. He's biting. He's biting his Bulldog.
He seems to be displeased a lot at the moment.
He's fucking biting. I don't know if it was in today's paper or yesterday's paper. We were tagged and sent it a bunch. I might even try and get it up a toddler, or you can. I might have retweeted it from the Hello Sport or someone. I don't know. He's pissed off that players are smiling in photos after games that they've lost. Like, talk about someone who doesn't have any scoops. Like, he's got to fucking just... He's like, mate, could you imagine Block of Roach back in the day after losing the game, taking photos with teammates, with, like, players on the opposition? It's like... What do you want him to do, though? Do you want him to, like, frown in the photo? Or are they not allowed to take photos?
Well, no, he doesn't want them talking to the opposition either.
It's got to mean more.
This comes up.
When people have nothing to talk about, and it's too early in the season to have nothing to talk about.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about, but obviously he's not getting them scoops. He's that sort of that old school type journo, mate, who doesn't like players... interacting after the game. He doesn't like smiling after the game.
I'm all for sportsmanship at full time, but losing players smiling and posing for selfies, really? I couldn't believe what I was seeing when the Cowboys players, Finifuiaki and Taumalolo, posed up with Eels players Pensini and Ofangawi for an on-field selfie at full time. You couldn't believe what you were seeing? What, you haven't seen rugby league at all for the last 5 years? I don't mind Eels players all... I don't mind the Eels players being all smiles. They won. But if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd like to see the players show a tad more hurt. Yes, I understand all four have tongue and links, but this is club footy. Remember when players who lost were gutted? I remember Steve Roach once saying, I'd be kicking stones for a week. Imagine Blocker posing for a selfie after losing a game that he should have won. These two Cowboys aren't the only NRL players smiling after a loss at full time. They all seem to do it these days. Yeah, for like the last 5-10 years. Winning or losing doesn't seem to matter. It's smiles all round. Can they not be sad fucking after the photo? Or once they go off the field and go and sit in the sheds?
Does Bulldog want them to take it a step further and just brush fans as well? Just go, nah, you can't get smiles with fans, mate. You can't be happy. Is that what he wants?
Well, I just...
If there's footage of them in the sheds after the game, fucking carrying on and celebrating and shit, yeah. Massive, massive concern.
Mm.
Really concerned then. Mm. I want heads in hands in the sheds.
Yeah.
But on the field, you don't need to mope around. It's a round six game. It's not a grand final. It's not a prelim.
Hey, what if you're seeing a friend of yours who you used to play with growing up and you haven't seen for a long time?
Or you grew up with. Or maybe your brother in another side.
In another team. Hey, Ed, how you going? I haven't seen you for ages. No, sorry, dude. You're a little bit too chipper for my liking. Could you start crying for me on the field?
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine seeing someone you played 5 or 10 years of footy with. And you just have to go up frowning, going, hey, man.
Okay, get a photo. 3, 2, 1.
But you don't tell me, how are you, mate?
How are you doing?
Good to see you again, mate.
I just lost a round six game.
How's your wife, kids? They're good, mate.
All right. Bulldog will be there fapping. Yeah. Thank God, is what I want to see.
Oh, this is what I want to see, mate.
This is rugby league.
You get the 2 points next week.
Yeah, nah, this is rugby league. It means something there.
Means
something there. That's the club I want to support, mate.
Mate, if you're not frowning at your mate, doesn't mean nothing.
Nah,
means nothing.
What about if you?
But imagine the contrast. And then if you're, so he's got to be, one of us got to be up. I got to be smiling. You got to be frowning to have a conversation. Tom, how are you, mate? You good, mate?
Fucking hell, it's absurd.
But smiles like, and frowns with Bulldog.
Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Bulldogs bite. But like, if you're, what about in the real world? Like, if I've had it. You know, what if you're in sales and you haven't closed a deal? Do you have to walk around the rest of the week moping?
Yeah.
Hey, mate. How you going? Dude, you seem a little bit fucking flat.
Yeah, well, I haven't made a sale all
week. I didn't make a sale on the weekend, mate. Right. Well, like, you fucking like it.
Yeah, but surely in sales there's wins and losses, just like rugby league, right?
Yeah. Well, you're right, but... If I'm happy at all, it suggests that I'm also happy that I didn't make the sale. They
Which I'm not. I'm devo about it.
No.
And I need that to go through every part of my life.
They're not mutually exclusive. You can't be disappointed about a loss and happy just in your life. It's not the same thing.
Imagine if you took the Bulldog Richie approach home. You just, if you have a cunt of a day, you go home to your wife and your kids and you're just a cunt.
Just grumpy all day.
No, I couldn't possibly be happy to see my family because I've had a cunt of a day.
Mm. Nah. Sorry, don't compartmentalize a loss when you're fucking on the field. You need to see. You need to kick stones like you're a fucking kid that's pissed off they didn't get toys.
It's very don't celebrate when you've scored a try because it's coming across arrogant.
Yeah, don't high five Yipinyahu. Don't show anything.
What do they want?
Honestly, dude, like that article, which we were sent like fucking a bajillion times, is like, it's, I've got nothing else to write about, really. Like, there's not a lot going on in the scoop business, it would seem.
Well, no one's given him anything.
Well, that's, yeah. You're like, and I mean, I don't know how often they all write. Like, I know some of them are probably writing every day. Like, it'd be a tough thing to fucking have to write as much as they do.
It'd be awful for me, personally.
Yeah.
You'd
be looking for shit.
But there's also part of me that just thinks, is there a possibility, is there a world where Bulldog Richie just so far ahead of the game and he just writes this shit because he knows people are going to buy it or it's going to get sent around?
It could be.
A million times.
It could be. Because you could also.
We've talked about Bulldog for the second time in like 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, I know. It's starting to become a fucking fan thing.
Well, there's a Bulldog segment now.
Yeah. I'm starting to enjoy it.
Oh, I love reading his articles. I think they're fantastic. But if you look at it through the lens of...
Is he playing 4D chess? where he's like, let's write contrarian bullshit and just get people
and it gets picked up
and about. Maybe, dude. He's not breaking any stories, so.
Surely he's not sitting on the couch offended by what he sees. That would be outrageous.
He seemed pretty fucking pissed off.
You can write pissed off, though. You can pretend.
Because couldn't you also just take it the other way around? Listen, you know, obviously wins and losses are important and everyone takes it seriously, but it is nice to see players being able to share a smile with their opponent after the game as well. I saw someone be like, fuck Bulldog, yeah, don't look at the NRL trophy, which is literally guys from the opposition teams hugging after the fucking loss.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Don't look at the fucking trophy, Bulldog. You'll be Bulldog furious.
Bulldog not a big sportsmanship guy.
No.
Not a big camaraderie.
He says, I'm all for sportsmanship.
That's no, you're not. No, you're not. Because if you have a fucking... You remember when you beat your brother? This is like, we're older brothers. You remember when you dominate your brother for the 1,000th time in a row and they'd have a tantrum?
Yep.
And fucking... And sook and run off? That's what Bulldog wants.
Yeah.
He wants the players after the game to have full-on breakdown tantrums and sook.
Yeah, throw stuff out.
Throw all the fucking toys out of the cot and storm off the field. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they might get a handshake in, which is the bare minimum, but it's still not really the same thing. If you're like...
He's not a big proven summons guy.
Not a big proven summons guy. You don't get the proven summons moment
if you
bow to the whim of Bulldog Richie. Mm. You don't get that.
No.
It'd be called the Tantrum Cup if Bulldog had his way.
Yeah. The Tantrum Cup. And it's Bulldog on there.
Just it's like, just Bulldog fucking stomping around.
Oh, I'm angry. Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now you can follow along all of our bets at the In the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely... The cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
Well, Eddie, you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full Pixie stuff. So now you're just going to say, you're going to talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're going to talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, code dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go, good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Speaking of the game of rugby league that we love so much. Sometimes I'm like, as a Manly fan, I'm like, I don't mind getting a draw when we had it wrapped up with fucking seconds to go. Because... it's like you're collecting things from the season. Like you want to experience the full gamut of what a season can offer you. Losses that you shouldn't have, famous wins.
So you like
draws, premierships.
You like ending the season on odd points.
I'm a bit of I don't mind it.
You know, and obviously you can get back to even if you were to get
another draw,
multiple draws, but that's less likely.
Yes, I will say, if you were being, wouldn't even say critical, but a little bit sort of reflective, we have a great knack so far this year, whilst we are trying to experience the full totality of the season, of letting good early leads slip away.
We may have developed a routine of going, like three tries up, 16-0, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was.
I believe it was 16-0. DC kicking as well. Ruben on the field, it's 18-0, obviously. And that's not to impugn the work of DC. It's just that Ruben's a better kicker. You know, nine minutes, 23 minutes. I mean, Skip gets a double. Tommy Talau, the 27th. And then Jazz Tavaga in the 36th, 35th minute. So, was that 25th there?
35.
So, they've only scored one. They've scored
two tries the first half.
Two tries, but late.
Yeah, but that's the problem, right? We let them score late in the first half, twice. Then they score, you know, 52nd minute in the second half, and then the 79th fucking minute. Like, boys, the 79th minute.
Boys got a bit sleepy. Boys got a little bit sleepy 10 minutes before the half.
I was very distracted during this game.
I was too. Children. I was out.
I was out at the...
It was a phone job, you know.
Mine was on... Listen, I'm a Clovelly Hotel fan, right? Is that where you used to... Is that the one near Yusuba?
Yeah.
Chloe? Great venue, great vibe, kids area. This, I don't know if this is like, you know, old man yells at cloud, Bulldog Richie vibes, but like New South Wales, Sydney pub, Sydney sport, Sydney team, Sydney centric sport, and
it's AFL on.
AFL was on. Now, it was GWS, but like it's Manly Seagulls.
And it wasn't on.
Right, it was on a tiny screen in like this random room. And I go, mate, is anyone watching? We get the rugby league on in here, and they're like, oh, mate, some people are watching AFL. It's like two dudes. I'm like, the rule should be, it's rugby league, and if you want to watch AFL, you can go watch it over there, bruh. Like most of the people in that room don't give a fuck about AFL. And it was two guys, and I was just like, whatever, like, again, I'm not going to kick up a stink here, but I completely understand.
There are known AFL pubs that you know about, and you avoid them if rugby league's on because you know they're an AFL pub. But you can't flip back and forth. You can't be like a hybrid. It's one or the other. And just because there's a couple of losers in the corner that want to watch it, AFL this is, doesn't mean they get to. Because you're in Swans country for starters.
Exactly.
So why the fuck's GWS on? Otherwise,
it's
rugby league first.
It's such a big screen. I'm like, this should not be playing anything but rugby league right now. What the fuck are we talking about? It was upsetting to me. It was frustrating. Love the Clovelly Hotel. I will be back. It's a great spot.
I can see why you're displeased.
But you got it. If you don't stand for anything, you stand for nothing.
If you stand for nothing, then... You know,
stand for AFL.
What, evil prospers while good men do nothing?
Mate, you go down to Victoria, like, we got to take a bit of Victorian approach. You go down there.
Is there league on?
If there is, it's on a tiny TV in the corner of the fucking pub. And that's where they tell you to fuck off to. And that's fine by me.
Because you know your area. You know where you're at.
I know where I'm at. I know what it is. That should be the same thing. And it should be like, yeah. Or even you go... If there's only AFL people in the thing, they go, mate, can we put the AFL on the big screen? And you go, yeah, dude, we can do that. But the second someone asks to put rugby league on, you got to fuck off. That way you can cater to people, but you're not going to be having AFL on the big screen all night.
That's exactly right. Listen, at the end of the day, though, although we let it slip, although we fucked up a big lead again, although Cherry Evans's field goals weren't his best late in the game, he's done enough. He scored two tries. We're happy to get out of there with 1 point. You know, you just want to get 1 point sometimes.
That charge, I mean, the penalty at full time was also a little bit hectic, but it's not. Yeah, but like he hit his legs. So what do you do?
What do you do?
I think it's a very big punishment, but what do you do?
What do you do?
He's out for a week as well.
Huh?
He's out for a week.
Who?
LIA.
I think it's actually more, isn't it? I thought he got, it was two to
I
three.
Think he pled guilty. So oh,
early plea sort of stuff.
Yeah. Early plea, so he'll miss against the Titans this Saturday.
But, you know, like for anyone who, because there's, you know, people will try and say that we're biased, but like I'm prepared to accept that. I'm not coming in here fucking hooting and hollering, stamping my feet, holding my breath.
I just happened to get the 1 point and to be in the top eight.
Well, we're entrenched.
We're entrenched in the top eight. Eighth.
Who are we playing next week?
Titans on Saturday.
Okay.
That's another bogey side.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
That makes me fucking nervous. Is it away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Against
Titans at Titans.
Oh, God.
Titans at Titans.
Oh, God. What are we, Saturday Arvo or something?
5:30.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking dangerous as fuck.
That's fucking...
Oh, that's as bad as it can get.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon, 5:30, away, Titans. Oh, God. That's not good.
It was the exact same time on Saturday against the Dragons as well a couple of weeks ago.
We hate a fight.
Oh, that's not good. We don't like that slot.
No.
That's a dirty slot.
That's a dirty
slot. Oh, God. Oh, dear. Listen, I'd say this, and I've just got to be honest with the punter and the dribbler, and this will highlight our absolute lack of bias.
Mm.
Don't be shocked if Titans have 4 points on Monday. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. That's all I'll say.
But I still believe.
I believe. I'm saying don't be shocked.
No.
They're not the same thing.
Yeah, don't call it a boil over upset because it's the time slot that's our biggest.
No. It's
Saturday 5:30.
But it's almost a feeling.
Yeah,
you know, as a Manly fan, that there's a vibe when you. So when I heard Titans, I go, ooh, I didn't like hearing that, especially after a fucking tight loss to the Raiders. I didn't like hearing that. They haven't won a game this year. They've got 2 points without a bye. Didn't like hearing that. Then you go, ooh, is it Saturday? Yet Saturday. Ooh, okay. I don't like that either. 5:30 set, hate that.
Hate it.
Away, okay. Fuck. I hate it all. It's the perfect spread of what I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if I go around to a house and the hors d'oeuvres start coming out, and I'm like, yuck, hate that. Yuck, hate that. Yuck, hate that. Yuck, hate that. Now I'm hungry.
That's a great point you make. That's exactly it. It's an hors d'oeuvre issue this weekend.
It's a d'oeuvre-ish.
As we respectfully move on from Manly, worth reminding the punter and the dribbler at home when we talk rugby league, we do it thanks to our good friends at KO.
Best in the rugby league business.
Yep.
For example, if you're a fan of the Manly Seagulls, you couldn't have watched the game on Saturday because it wasn't aired. If you're a fan of the Storm, you couldn't have watched that game because it wasn't aired.
If you're a fan of the Eels and the Cowboys, you couldn't have watched it. Warriors, obviously, you couldn't have watched it. Bunnies, Sharks, couldn't have watched it.
Raiders, Titans, couldn't have watched it.
Now,
if you don't have KO, so get your fucking shit together.
Don't want to get to every game here. Bulldogs, Storm. I know that I didn't call this one, right? I'm not trying to say I called it, but I have been saying for a while that I feel like they're better. I've been like, there's a vibe. I'm feeling something.
You've not said that once.
I 100% have. And there's probably,
no,
even,
you haven't.
There's probably even recorded evidence of it. When I was talking about them, even. Sorry.
I picked the Dogs last week against the Roosters and you were like, you're off your fucking head. That's what you said.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying here. Cause I'm not saying you tip them to win. Cause how the fuck could you tip the Dogs to win against the Storm? You couldn't. But what I've been saying is just that, like, and again, not even something where I'm like claiming it. I was even saying this to Cody or someone. I was like, I was annoyed at myself because I've felt positively about the Dogs in that they are clearly not the shittest team in the comp that everyone thought they were when they started. And then when they got ahead against the Roosters, it was like, even though if I'm a Dogs fan and you let the Roosters almost back in, I'm still happy with that win because I feel like they're like a new side. They're a side that's like, they're like good again or like they're getting better and they just don't know how to like, they're not used to it. So they're in front against the Roosters by a shitload and they're like, what the fuck do we do here?
Yeah.
What you do is you let them back in and you almost lose that game because you don't know how to defend it. The Storm, they were up, weren't they? 14,
10-0 at halftime.
10-0 at halftime. They were up against the Storm. This shouldn't be happening. What the fuck are we doing here?
No, Storm were up 10-0.
No, but didn't they get up 14? They got up 14. 14-10. The Bulldogs got up against the Storm, 14-10. So the Bulldogs in front, and they're like, Jesus Christ, not long to go. When was the last try? 74th minute. So, like, they don't have a great halfback, but, like, there's just something about them where it's like, there's no way you wouldn't expect they're going to make finals or anything. But just the Dogs turning it around, I like.
Look, good Dogs is good for the league, I think. They're a proud club. You want to see them do well. 18.5 line, that's a joke.
28 before kickoff, some dribbler came up to me and said, I got them at 28 before kickoff.
Oh, so they got 28?
Yeah. Now, this was at a Hacker Major kick-ons where no one was probably saying anything that was true.
No, I don't think he would have got... Why'd the line move by 10 points? It seems outrageous. That's mammoth. Mammoth stuff.
I mean, yeah, but it's also dog
stuff. He might have taken them at 28, not the same thing.
But he may have. He said he got them at 28. He said the line was 28 before kickoff. Who cares? It's a message from a dribbler. Of course it's fucking questionable.
Mm.
The line was 18.5 before kick, like long before.
Correct.
Which was
outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Again, hindsight, you look at that and you should have. That needed to be pounding. That needed a good old fashioned rugby league humping.
Yeah, it did.
That should have been pounded within an inch of its life.
It should have been pounded. And that's more where I'm like disappointed in myself.
That's a trip. That's a triple every day of the week.
Yeah.
Every single day of the week. But we move on. We acknowledge it. We digest it. They didn't win.
No, they didn't. I actually feel bad for them. Again, the Storm pulling wins out of their ass, which is always a good sign, I've always said or felt in like premiership seasons.
Mm.
When teams, they win when they shouldn't, like the one they pulled out of their ass against the Broncos, this one where it's like, obviously you think you should win against the Dogs, but then you're like looking like you don't, but then you fucking pull it out of your bum. I fucking hope the Storm aren't really, really good again this year. That'll piss me off.
Oh, they will be. They will be, mate. Mm. They'll be up there. Look at their side.
I know, but if they win it, you know, that'll...
Oh, they'll be up there. They'll be sniffing around. They'll be in a prelim, put it that way.
Yeah.
You can bet your bottom dollar Stormer in a prelim.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
Bet the last dollar you got. Cowboys. Cowboys are pretenders.
That's what we were saying again, dude. This is why we're dumb. We spoke about the Cowboys and the Fish both being pretenders, and then we just didn't listen.
No, we did. We said it last week. And what did I do? I took Fish plus 9.5. I don't know why I don't. I think I've got something amiss up there. Up here in Brian Edwards Simpson. Brian Edwards Simpson, something's misfiring up there.
Yeah.
Something's misfiring like you wouldn't believe. Eels, they win against Cowboys. I said, Tom and I said, Cowboys have played no one. And they're pretenders. They lose. Dolphins played no one. Pretenders. They lose. I don't listen to myself, and it's starting to become frustrating.
I didn't watch this game with respect to the two teams that took the field.
Obviously,
do something fucking crazy? Also, why have you gone to a smaller Toblerone over there?
He took the big one home because he's a fucking...
I didn't. I took two out of the three home.
You took the big one home.
No, I still got the packaging.
Can I ask something?
It comes with like...
No, no, but let's excavate this for a second. So, okay. you get the huge, big 3-meter-long Toblerone, which you said was for content. It wasn't for content. You saw a big block of Toblerone and you're like, I'm going to take that home and pound it.
Well, that's originally, what happened. No, I was like, that's like a good...
it's a huge... That is an absurd amount of Toblerone to purchase on a whim.
God, and then, and then try and get it through to the keeper as content.
I was like, who's got a fucking meter-long thing of Toblerone here? What the fuck is it?
I've still got the box over there.
But the box isn't up there.
I know. Willie's just given me the smaller one today.
Oh, it's a Willie issue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you don't dress your own suit.
Willie was salty.
He refused to share any of it with us.
Because I brought... Well, I didn't
So
refuse.
You bought it all and then took it home and didn't share it?
No. I bought
it. What the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
I got three of these ones. I took two home to share between me and my family.
With myself.
Yeah, with yourself.
And you didn't share with me, myself, and I.
I've got this one to share with the boys.
Jesus Christ, dude. Oh, man. We're building the wrong culture.
But fucking the dust hadn't even settled before Willie and Cody were after it.
The dust hasn't settled.
I'm just shocked that you bought that Toblerone because you said it would look better on the set and it's not
and
up
it's
there.
Not
and
even
you
up
bought
there.
It because you wanted to eat it.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Two birds, one stone.
No, it's not even up there.
No birds. No one birds. Bird. I want to eat Toblerone. That's the bird.
That's the bird.
That you killed yeah. successfully.
Two birds. I'm still on my silent protest.
You ate that bird.
Are they gone? Are the other blocks gone?
No, half of one of them's gone. Half of one. I nibbled on as I was driving home the other night.
You
nibbled on. He nibbled through half of it. Yeah, right. Really good All set right. design there. Yeah. Next, you're going to get a chocolate fountain for the set.
Yeah. It's just empty.
Yeah, exactly.
Empty fountain.
Well, there's a straw in it.
I will, though, acknowledge my ability to see one Morgan Harper, one M. Harper, and just go, well, Nanai and Tom Chester both playing on the right pound him.
Yep. I'll never bet on Felt again as long as I live.
As long as you live.
I'll forget, I'm sure, but I say that.
As long as you live.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. He is not his fault, but like he's done. But it is his fault, but it's not his fault. I'm not here DMing him.
What did you have?
I had Tom Chester and Felt 2+.
See, too many Felts. That's a
yeah,
lot of Felts.
No, I know. There's way too many Felts.
And you had Cows -3.5.
And I had Cows -3.5, so I'd have been fucked anyway. But that's, again, me, I'm an idiot because I said the Cows were a false, they weren't the real deal at all. Like, they are, you kind of don't believe in the Cows. So I'm an idiot there. I acknowledge that I was giving Felt one last chance. Two was too many. One was too many. I can't pick a fucking thing at the moment.
No. About even Wednesday.
Yep.
Tune in because there has been mass developments.
Yeah.
Mass huge developments. The Eels, again, I didn't watch this game.
But did Gutho do something hectic?
I can't really find anything.
What's the top eight right now?
Manly's eighth, just so you know.
Well, we're entrenched, mate.
Sharks first, Storm second, Raiders third, Cowboys fourth, Dolphins fifth, Panthers sixth, Warriors seventh, Seagulls eighth.
This ladder after six rounds is all over the rugby league shop. The only one that makes sense up there is Storm in terms of the top four.
Rabbitohs obviously still last, having been bested on the weekend by 12 points, which was
satisfied with that.
And they, yeah. It's just devastating.
Absolutely satisfied with that.
Absolutely devastating.
But like, so what? Sharks, Storm, Raiders, Cows is the top four. The Sharks, I thought the Sharks were a team we were all looking at as being awful at the start of the year.
Well, they weren't really grooving. Trindle and Hines weren't really like, doing the damn thing. But I don't think they've had a particularly tough roster.
No, and they've had the bye as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't think they've been playing big dick throbbers.
So they beat the Rabbits on the weekend, by the week before, beat the Raiders the week before that, lost to the Tigers in round three, and then beat the Bulldogs round two and beat the Warriors round one.
Do you think that part of Ricky Stewart is just going stiff shit, Jack Whiten? Do you reckon he's that sort of operator?
Mm.
Part of him.
Maybe a part of him. Maybe a little
There'd
bit.
There'd have to be a little part of you, wouldn't there? Just going, I love you, well done, you know, you do what you need to do, but, you know.
Suck
it. You come at last.
Rabbitohs, at least they get a much-needed bye coming up, which is nice.
So what's the latest with Jason Demetrio? What's the latest?
Mal comes
we
out.
We were told by the media, who are usually always 100% accurate, that if he loses on the weekend, he's done.
And then in his press
now,
room,
Mondays,
like,
Mondays, as we record, is usually when board meetings will meet to board.
Moving day. Like, quite often what you'll find is that by the end of us recording our award-winning show, that important news breaks and we either have to come back on. I'm just checking Twitter.
So apparently he's safe. Because they've got the bye and then they've got Melbourne and Penrith. So I think they're going to allow him to reprieve after that to get a better, like after those two games.
So you give him a bye at the very least.
The bye, then Melbourne and Penrith.
So he's safe for now.
The bye, then Melbourne and Penrith is scat.
At least they get the bye, though. That's nice.
And in that game against the Sharks, they had a lot of injuries, like, throughout the game as well, over the weekend, like HIAs and, like, shoulder injuries and stuff like that.
Tell you what, we're jumping all over the place here because I don't really care about the Rabbitohs. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Mal Meninga doing all of his, like, he's sort of being a bit obtuse in the way he speaks about, like, the job, where he's like, oh, well, you know, like, I swear I'm quoted somewhere, paraphrasing here, but, like, oh, you know, any club that, like, doesn't give that much information to their current coach isn't necessarily someone you want to be involved with. Like, so he's almost talking about the way Demetrio's being treated as a reason why he wouldn't want to be involved. Then he was saying on the Saturday, Super Saturday or whatever it is, on Fox, available on KO, like, oh, you know, if I'd only be doing it if I can still do my Australian stuff. If I can't do that, there's no way I'm doing it.
A lot of misinformation.
Just then. All over the place.
Yeah.
All over the goddamn shop.
That doesn't sound like he's lining up to do it, does it?
He doesn't sound overly, like, keen.
Doesn't sound like he's foaming at the mouth to do it.
No. No, he doesn't. Anyway, good luck to all the parties involved.
You're correct. Tigers just back to... Yeah, the gloss has come off.
Yeah. Well, so I think maybe it's like a couple of nice vibey wins, and now we just resume
business as usual. Because if you were in a mood at Tiger Town, if the Tigers were really humming, you don't lose to the Dragons by 12 points. You just don't. If it's a new season with a new look and a new rule.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove sort of stuff. I don't think you lose by 12 points at home to the Dragons. I just don't. That's my vibe. Now, did we lose to the Dragons a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, we did. But we've explained why.
Well, yeah. That was fucked. That's why. I don't even want to think about that game ever.
Liam Brennan. He did the coin flip and Dragons were winning. Dragons won, so.
Coin flips is what it is. We should have flipped a fucking coin. Did we have Sticky v. Dez? What happened there?
Dez was fairly critical of the referee.
That also could
be it, eh? He talked about a lopsided penalty count, 10-1 in six agains, and then reckons that the Chevy charge down was offside.
He's on another planet, mate. If he's critical of the six agains and the penalties, he's on another planet. I just said he coached well. Him and Whitey coached well. But the way they cheated when they were standing on the ball, holding over the ball, the way they cheated on the ground. If we want to go back to last year or the years we've had, no worries. We'll start wrestling and we'll start cheating up high too. The game's been going real good without that type of wrestle and ruck. I feel sorry for Casey. The way they were in her face all night, I feel sorry for Casey out there tonight.
Could you just go back? Does he say fuck at the start?
Yeah.
I love Ricky Stewart.
Same, dude.
He's the best.
Punters and Dribblers, probably a good time just to quickly mention while we're in the middle of this rugby league chat, our streams have got a pause for the next couple of weeks, our Thursday night streams. Our internet has just got so fucking bad out of the blue that we cannot keep streaming while they're this fucked. It just looks awful. And
well, it's an awful experience.
Well, it's an awful experience, but also we want the punter and the dribbler to know that when the streams are on, that you're coming to watch one, that you're going to be able to fucking watch it. And last 2 weeks, we tried to battle through, tried to fix a few things on our end, didn't fucking work. Thursday night stream with Scope and Simi was great, but great in the sense of the content was good, not that you could fucking hear it. Until we put it out in the podcast afterwards. So
it was good. It was like, listen, it was good for the second half, but the first half was fucked. Yeah, so
we just don't want
to... Something needs to be done. Yeah. Something needs to change, which we are in the process of doing.
There's it's not an obvious fix in this place because whoever owns this building has basically like...
We can't get anything.
We can't get anything. Room. No. We can't get shit.
Whatever, the rest of it fucking doesn't even matter.
Anyway, so it shouldn't be too long, hopefully, but we're on it. And that's why
we're on it.
That's why we couldn't stream yesterday, which was fucking annoying because I was hot and horny for the UFC, which we will get to. what actually even happened here with Taylor May? Like, he's posting videos of him in his car or some shit. And he's trying to do social media. Like, is he trying to do, like, vlogs and shit, Taylor May? There's something about it where Taylor May's, like, vlogging now. And maybe in one of these vlogs, he's getting filmed in the car and he's going, like, 96 in a school zone.
He put up a Instagram story of him in, like, a luxurious car. Like, he was in the passenger seat, but they were going, like, 90 k's an hour in a residential area.
And what, you can see the speedo. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and he's, like, tagged at Ruthless Rentals, keeping it ruthless. So I'll get the video up now.
Ruthless Rentals, keeping it ruthless.
And that's obviously caused a little bit of...
Listen, don't speed, and don't speed in residential areas, but you've got to be a bit of a cocksucker, don't you, to just fucking, like, get him on that?
Has he been...
Well, I don't... He was in the passenger seat, so he's not doing anything. Like, he can't control it.
Just people have an issue with it.
Just, like, of course it's bad, and no, you shouldn't speed. Unless he was really like, look how fast we're going, then that's...
Well, let's have a look. Let's have a little gander at the footage here. Right, okay.
Okay.
So it's just him...
Well, they're fanging it.
Fanging it.
Over a fucking pedestrian crossing. Yeah. No, this is dumb from Taylor.
This is dumb.
This is real Westy shit.
Jesus Christ.
That was fucking absurdly short.
Giving it to it.
Giving it to it. In a legit in residential area.
In suburbia.
Yeah, you don't really... You can stop and look at the speedo if you want, but like...
No, you can. You need can just to. You just vibe that.
You just vibe that.
And you can hear it's throaty too. It's, yeah, she's getting pounded.
Ruthless Rentals keeping it ruthless. Like, just... Can you go to Ruthless Rentals? Like, do they want that? Like, they obviously want to be like...
I don't think they want that, do they?
They obviously want to know, like, your brand.
Why is it called Ruthless Rentals? You don't have to drive ruthlessly to rent a car from there, I'd assume.
Well, it sounds like they're doing some cool cars. Ruthless sounds
What's
cool.
This new tatty's got?
Oh, have you not seen it?
No.
Dude, get that up. This is one of the...
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we talked about that?
I don't think we have.
It is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a hell of a tattoo.
Neck tats, generally speaking, say something.
He's the only guy in the NRL with face tats, isn't he, right now? He's got two on his face, but May. But then I was trying to work out, is it May when we're looking at it or when he's looking at it?
I think it's May when we're looking at it.
And
didn't when he put up a photo of it said Yam?
It said Yam. That's,
but that's because cameras camera put reversed. It back to front.
Yes. Okay, right.
I'd be shocked in the extreme if you got Yam.
Well, so would I.
Yeah, I only know that Yam's a word based on, well, I don't even know if it's a word, but Jarch says Yams.
Yeah, but no, Yams is a thing. Yams is like sweet potato-y sort of like.
It's a food, yeah.
Food.
It was also a member of the ASAP crew. ASAP Yams.
ASAP Yams. Is he no longer with us?
Yeah, no, he died.
So Yams a vegetable. I don't think that Taylor May is getting a vegetable on his neck.
No, but it's more about like you get, if he gets Yam for us and it's May for him. So when he sees himself in a mirror, he's like, there, that's me.
I think it's for the people.
Listen, dude, all I was saying is I saw the photo and it said Yams.
Yeah, I know.
What's
I
on his eye? Like, what are the eye tats? Not a bad looking bloke.
Yeah, good looking bloke. Great looking bloke. Plenty of tats.
Pain tattooed under his right eye.
P-A-I-N.
Along with a broken heart under his left.
Okay.
Emo.
Pain with a broken heart. He's obviously gone through some pain, Tom.
I know. I'm just saying.
He's obviously upset. You know, bit of heartbreak.
Dude, I like the tats. He looks cool. But not like I wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get May on your neck?
No, Birmingham. I just fit that around my neck.
Well, it wouldn't work. What if I got Eddie?
That'd be nice.
On my neck.
Yeah. Or Ned.
Or Ned. Yeah, no, Ned's probably better. Wow.
That'd have to fucking Kane, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
There's shading around a lot of it.
It's so all shading. That whole thing is shading, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's shading and then it's the clear skin. Yeah. Look at him just pound his neck with that gun. Wow. On the jugular too, That couldn't be. That couldn't be pleasant.
The Adam's apple.
God damn. Oh well.
Good for
him. Shout out
to Shout out to Talon.
Slow down, though, bro.
Yeah, slow down. Punters and dribblers. The chance is still there for you to come and play golf with Eddie and myself.
Oh, it's there, baby.
You and three mates at Shorty's Golf Course. Par three. It is the greatest course in town, Shorty's. All you got to do is buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé from hallowsport.shop to go in the running month of April. We pick two winners. And so each of you winners get to bring along three of your mates to play golf with us at Shorty's.
At a separate time.
Obviously not the same day. We play golf at Shorty's, we hang out, we drink, we enjoy ourselves, maybe watch a bit of rugby league, depending on what day we can work out, but it'll be all on us the day you have to get there yourself, unless you're on the way, and then we'll pick you up in a limo.
Pretty good deal.
It's pretty good fucking deal.
It's a great deal, and we'll drop you home. We won't drop you home, we'll drop you home to that same spot.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Or we just, you know, we'll work that bit out. We'll iron out the creases, but if you want to play golf with Eddie and myself at Shorty's,
and have a time.
Have a good time.
You got to buy just a single case of Big Day Rosé. You can buy multiple if you want, but a single case will do.
Six pack of Big Day Rosé, month of April. We'll draw it next month, and good times will be had by all.
Correct.
HelloSport.shop. Eddie, UFC 300 delivered in rugby league spades.
Mate, it was good, wasn't it?
It was so good.
A couple of fights in particular.
Well, one fight in particular, but...
I didn't mind the end of the fucking Pereira fight.
It was fantastic. Pereira bloody just gets kicked in the dick and he's like, the ref's trying to stop him.
Hey,
I'm about to knock him out.
Hey, woo up, brah. Shuffle along.
Yeah.
Do not intervene here. Bulls. See you later. Good night. He's just like pointing at him and shit, gesturing to him.
Yeah.
That was scary as fuck. Jamal Hill completely out of his league.
Yeah.
Completely out of class. But just the dick graze, the ball graze to him, and then the ref obviously comes in to check to make sure that you're okay to continue with one of the great fuck-offs of all time.
Didn't even stop looking at Hill either. He was just like, no.
We're good here. It didn't hurt. I'm about to knock him out.
Off you go. See you later, mate.
In 12 fights in professional MMA, Pereira's beat five current or former world champions and won a world title in two different weight divisions. He's headlined Madison Square Garden and headlined UFC 300 in 12 fights.
I didn't realize that he'd broken Ngannou's punch record.
I didn't know that either. I only heard that afterwards.
It considerably.
How's that possible?
How did that slip through to the keeper? Everyone always talked about Ngannou having the strongest punch in recorded history. Apparently Pereira pounded it.
Yeah.
Beat it convincingly.
And he wants to go up to heavyweight now.
Of course he does.
But the UFC's like, well, I'm like, just come on, dude.
What do you mean, mate?
You're in the entertainment biz. Entertain me.
What do you mean? The lightweight division's boring as batshit. Light heavy.
Well, especially like he's just fucking that good.
That's what I mean. Go against John Jones.
Well,
give us what we want.
Tom Aspinall, who's the current interim champion, but like Jones and fucking Stipe are just like waiting to cash a retirement check almost. It's weird the way the heavyweight's working, but dude, Pereira up at heavyweight, please.
So why did they offer an interim belt?
Because Jones is going to be out for so long. But listen, man, the UFC, they do this shit sometimes. They offered an interim belt.
The interim belts are so lame.
So the division can keep going, but then Stipe could fight, but Stipe doesn't want to fight Tom Aspinall. He wants to fight John Jones because that's like a big swan song where old legends like retirement fight.
Right.
And John Jones still technically the champion.
How old is John now?
37, 38, I reckon.
36.
36. Fuck, he's looking old.
He's not old.
He's not that old. He's older, but he's not that old. He's not 40s. So he's 36. And how old's Stipe? Stipe might be older.
He'd be getting on, surely. He looks old.
41.
41?
Yeah, Stipe looks old as fuck.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I think John Jones looks fucking 41, to be fair. No disrespect to John. But then you've got Tom Aspinall who's coming up. Well, he's the current champion, interim, whatever.
Anyway, Alex Pereira absolutely kills Jamal Hill. It was not fair, really, the fight. But
it just shows how good he is.
It just shows how good Pereira is. Well, exactly. But it wasn't fair. Now, Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway. This for the BMF, the bad motherfucker.
I'll never forgive our internet for not being able to stream for this moment.
Just this fight.
I was fucking spewing, dude. It was so sick. Like, the fight itself was good. Max Holloway, an absolute freak. He was winning the whole fight pretty convincingly. But, like, he also got dropped for the first time in his career.
Yes, he did.
But it wasn't recognized as a drop by the official statistician. So he's like, well.
Why? Because he didn't go fully down.
No, I don't know. I think they maybe think he slipped even though he got punched in the head.
Well, they're probably of the belief that Max Holloway can't be dropped knocked out. So if he's gone down, he's slipped.
The for those of you that didn't watch it, if you haven't seen the highlights or you're just a loser who doesn't like to watch UFC, yeah, it was for the BMF belt, which is sort of a gimmicky belt for the baddest motherfucker. But they basically just put bad motherfuckers against each other. Max was a challenger.
Men that are prepared to throw.
Yeah. Exactly. Max was the challenger and was winning the fight comfortably. And then the final 10 seconds of the fight basically just pointed to the center of the ring with Justin Gaethje and was like, let's just fucking crack for 10 seconds and see how we go. It's the second time he's done that, actually. But this time was the most phenomenal finish to a fight I think I've ever seen. With 1 second to go, Gaethje just gets flatlined.
Joe Rogan reckons it's points at the ring and they just start throwing. It's pure stuff.
And they're just throwing bang.
Pure
bang,
stuff.
Bang.
And then bang. Good night, nurse. Justin Gaethje, also a scary man. So for him to get knocked out like that was brutal.
Yeah, brutal.
Joe Rogan reckons it's the best knockout he's ever seen.
It's pretty fucking.
In the history of the sport.
It's pretty fucking up.
Look
there.
At him offering, gesturing, get in here and let's bang. And he's pointing again. It's just ridiculous. He's an absolute savage, Max Holloway.
Yeah, he's a complete savage.
He hasn't looked that good the last few fights, but he looked great there.
He's just an absolute savage.
He looked really, really
like
good.
Having that moment is an insane shout out to internet for working just then. That was really nice of it.
Dana White would have been sitting there touching himself because you put this fight together, you want the boys to go out there and bang. It's a great fight. Max clearly dominating though, probably won 4 rounds. And then at the end, 10 seconds ago, points to the middle of the ring and goes, let's just throw down. He was every chance of catching a stray one and going down himself.
Going down himself.
Although he never goes down. But you know what I'm trying to say.
But he could have. Gaethje, known for flatlining people. Friend of the show, Cody Totes over there, was remarking that in the Punters and Dribblers page, someone had Max winning via decision. And that knockout robbed him of a $20,000 win.
$20,000.
Yeah, it was like a four-leg.
You've got to be kidding.
It was the last leg on a four-leg.
$20,000, and that's what happened? Oh, my God. That is so hectic. 1 second on
one
the clock.
1 second.
And he had to knock him out cold, too, in order to get it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, because he would have still been wriggling around, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a photo of a phone, but the legs are Remus Smith to score, Selwyn Cobbo to score, Valentine Holmes to score, and Holloway by points.
$20,000.
That is...
off $250.
Fed Noise Sunday. Can you please download that photo or screenshot it so we can put it on the About Even?
Good to see he's punting with Neds.
Well, fucking oath he is. Smart man.
Smart man. That is a tough.
That's a tough weight.
That is probably the worst beat in the history of bad beats.
Yeah. Because you're also like, you don't get to enjoy that moment.
That's shocking.
You're robbed of the moment, of the ability to enjoy that moment.
That is absolutely brutal, mate. Worst I've seen. Round 5 KO, 4 minutes 59 seconds. Oh my God.
That's wild. They also announced that Poirier is going to be fighting Islam again for the title. So there was a lot of like ways that this card could have gone. If Gaethje wins, he was probably likely to get the fucking title shot. Charles Oliveira, if he won against Sorokin, which he didn't, he was in line to get another title shot. They both lost. Poirier just sitting there sweetly, and it's like,
so Dustin in,
and
McGregor Chandler,
June 29,
303 or 302.
302 is Makhachev Poirier.
303, Conor Chandler. Whereabouts?
Surely Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas. Sure. T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Yep.
So no Connor on the, well, June. So they want to get him in early because he's the Sphere, I think, is August or September.
One of the bro, you wouldn't, if he was fighting in June, they're not going to be able to get him around again for fucking.
No, I'm saying August. They haven't held him back for that.
That's in September.
If okay. he had a so good a win, while. Would they? If he had a, if he had an easy knockout win, maybe you could get
July, him. August, September. Maybe. If he had a good knockout win, you could probably do it. Interesting. He's been begging to get back, so here we are. Thank God. Very excited to see Connor back. I will not be holding my breath.
No, dude.
My breath will not be held, punters and dribblers.
The only benefit he has now.
Don't hold your own.
The only benefit, not the only, I don't know, but like, you know, his time out of the ring has obviously been a lot, but Chandler's had a lot of time out of the ring now as well, waiting for Connor to come back. So it's not like Chandler's just been in there fucking.
The ring rust bowl.
Could be. When's the next UFC? What do we got? Three. When's the next UFC card?
5th of May.
The Cinco de Mayo. 5th of May. That's Erzeg, Aussie. Steve Erzeg fighting Pantoja for the flyweight title. Jose Aldo back. What the fuck?
Starting to rack up some losses, Aldo.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought he fucking retired.
I thought he retired.
Maybe the Google hasn't updated.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they've got Whittaker Chimaev. Is that a fight night?
That's a fight night,
that's
No, that
3-0. Oh, they're doing that as a fight night.
Really?
Interesting. Interesting. Oh, I'm shocked Chimaev's a fight night.
But the 302 main event doesn't look. I almost think they've got that the wrong way around. 302 main event. Fucking go back to 302. There's no way Nico Price and Jeremiah Wells are headlining UFC 302.
I think they haven't. They have not.
They, maybe they haven't announced someone, or whether they've got that wrong. Like as in Whittaker and
something's not been updated.
No.
Yeah. 302 is Makhachev Poirier.
Oh, okay. They just haven't announced
them. They just haven't updated it on.
But interesting.
And then Strickland Costa as co-main on that 302.
Oh, so it's just not on there. Interesting that Whittaker Chimaev is a fight night. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes they like to put, like they'll pepper in like a decent, like a big name fight night.
Might be part of their deal.
Yeah, it could be that as well, right?
That's in Saudi Arabia as well.
Saudi Arabia.
That they've got.
I think it's its first trip to Saudi Arabia, so maybe they're just stacking it.
The fight night?
Stacking the fight night.
UFC has been to Saudi Arabia before.
Yeah, right.
And Saudi Arabia,
I believe,
is an awful time.
For everyone.
I think it's bad for them and it's bad for us. Mm. I think it's bad for all. I mean, bad for America, bad for Australia. Shocking for Australia.
Should we dribble, Eduardo?
Let's do it, baby.
Up the fucking way. Unlucky boys. You might have deserved it, but our acting skills got us over the line. Love ya.
Listen, I don't know if you can say up the wires for a draw.
No, you can't.
That's a bit fucking.
Put it this way. How many points did you get out of that win? And how many did we get? We shared it.
Yeah.
So you can't say up the wires.
Can't say up the wires, bro. Now, you can say you stole a point, which I'd agree with.
But that's not what he said. Man said up the wires.
Yeah.
So factually inaccurate. I will not be taking a lick for that.
No.
Boys, hope you're well. It's the Vegan Dribbler here. And just been driving around the domestic airport on a busy Sunday afternoon. And I was just driving in some heavy traffic before. And who do I see emerging from the premium valet at the airport? None other than Denon Moneybags Kemp.
Wow.
And listen, I recognize him. I thought, I'll do him a favor. I'll stop this traffic. I'll stay here and I'll let him out, you know? So I stopped in the traffic. I let him out. He looked a bit stressed. But I said, mate, you go. You drive off. And he just drove out and just ignored me. He brushed me. He didn't do the simple, like, just the simple wave to say thank you. He just sped off back to his mansion, mate. Unbelievable. Is that a bit of poor form from him?
Yep.
Has he forgot about the common man?
Clearly.
I don't know. You boys aside.
Oh, I've decided.
Oh, listen, I mean, I don't even know if you need to decide. The proof.
I've decided. So he's pulled out of the premium valet at Qantas there, where you can just park your car right next to the terminal, and then, you know, you take off. That costs a bazillion, bajillion.
Yep.
Then he's been let out by a dribbler, and he's not even waved. Shocking.
Shocking. It's like when you let someone into traffic and they don't thank you. Like, just
does my head in.
It's literally just rules of the road 101.
Or people just don't let you in at all.
Oh, well, they're
like, nah, I'm not letting you in.
Well.
I'm like, oi. You're not going to get there any quicker.
This is how it
let
works.
Let me in.
Let me in, you fucking idiot.
I haven't sped down the side of like fucking, you know, where there's no lane and then I'm looking to nip in. I just need to get across.
Yeah.
I need to get across, please.
Let me in.
Can you please let me get across? I need to get across. Let me get across. You'll get a wave, but let me
in. It's funny. See, it's actually just reminded me the other day, some like mad dogs in a ute thought they were trying to race me, which I was obviously not trying to race. I had the kids in the car and I was just driving up to fucking...
Do we need to do a bit of pedal of the metal stuff?
Yeah, I was going to do a bit of fucking... What's that? Metal Gear Solid, whatever that game was. Anyway.
Bit of Taylor May stuff.
I'm at the traffic lights and this... It goes green, start driving, and then this huge goes... And just burns up alongside me and then just cuts in front. And I'm like, Jesus fucking, what's he doing? And then he sticks his hand out the window being like, fucking got ya. And I was like, I didn't realize what was going on until he started going, fucking got ya. So and I'm like, hold on, did I just lose a race? Fuck.
Do you present like that though? You know, you look within an intense, a race ready intensity.
Two kids in the back seat, fucking... Frozen blaring out the windows. Yeah, it gives a real...
couple of revs at the lights.
Yeah, couple of revs.
You must have looked at him. You must have given him the eyes.
Listen, I didn't even know he was there. So, but I knew he was there once I got burnt off the fucking...
Jesus, tough loss, mate.
Yeah, it was a tough loss.
That's a tough loss.
Yeah, but Kempy's a dog.
Very poor, mate. Very, very poor. All that cash has gone to his head.
Yep. High on cash. No.
You can't get licks for a draw. What are we doing?
These are just dumb.
Manly suck.
No, dumb.
No.
Dumb.
Mate, fair income. If you won, sure. Call me a lick.
Sure.
It was a draw.
You don't get licked for a draw.
You can't.
You just don't. It's not the way
yes.
it works.
Yeah, like at the end, you came back, but we were still in the lead. You know what I mean?
It was a draw. You don't get licked for a draw. It's an empty feeling, a draw. I'll tell you that. It's an empty rugby league feeling.
No, it's disgusting. It's scat. It's awful. But it was a draw.
You don't get licked for
point each.
Yeah.
Point each. Spoils shared.
Boys, Newcastle fan here. But I must say, this afternoon, that might have been one of the worst rugby league decisions I've seen in my life. Manly got fucking robbed.
Thank you.
Just to help the Wires out. Fuck the Wires. Fuck. We helped them out and kept them in the comp. Isn't it about time they pulled their own weight?
Listen, that second part of that dribble, I'm not really whatever.
Helped them out and kept them in the comp. Well, is that Australia's generosity to house the whole squad during COVID? Is that what he's talking about?
I think so, yeah.
It's a reasonable point.
The
great people of Australia looked after them in their time of need.
And then now they're robbing us of our wins. But
you could also argue that they, you know, went without their friends and family and kept the lights on and kept the league going. You could maybe
argue that. You could argue that if they didn't stay and play, then the league would have defaulted like on their promises to the people paying them the
broadcast TV money. Rights.
So then the game may have ceased to exist that way.
You could look at it that way, but I choose, like this driller, to look at it as though the people of Australia have housed and fed them.
Yeah, and they owed us a win on the weekend.
Yes, they did. And Sean Johnson hadn't.
Listen,
no right.
he was acting. Sean up for an Oscar, or maybe it's a more of a theatre because it was a live performance.
A Tony?
What's he? Is it a Tony or
it's
is
a Tony?
Is it a BAFTA?
It's a Tony. I think you win a Tony.
You win a Tony. An Olivier. I saw that. Someone won an Olivier Award. That chick
after from. Newton-John?
No. Maybe Laurence Olivier? I don't know. You know that...
I thought Olivier
you know
Newton-John
the
was an interesting way
chick,
of putting it.
The redheaded chick from Succession, who's Australian?
Yep.
Sarah Snook?
Yep.
She won an Olivier Award. I think that was for theatre.
For theatre productions and performances.
There you go. Well, Sean
what about
a Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, what's a Tony?
That's musicals.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't really a musical. It's an Olivier.
On we go.
How you going, lads? I got a bit of a proposal for St. Peter Volandis here. So, since the scrapping of the grand final sprint, as punters and dribblers, we need some entertainment. So, in order to create some entertainment, get some blood flowing downstairs before the big game, my idea is similar to how the NBA runs the three-point contest. We run a goal-kicking contest. So you have to kick one from either sideline, one from the middle from the 50-meter line, and then a couple for on a 45-degree angle just inside the sideline. What do you boys think? Do you think if there was competition like that run every year, whether it be on Grand Final Day or Magic Round, it would get the blood flowing? You think it's a good idea? Or they bring back something similar to the Grand Final Sprint? Can you just imagine Hazem El Masri or Jonathan Thurston giving that a go? I mean, that gets me hard. Cheers, boys. Parramatta forever, premierships never.
I think they need to bring the sprint back first.
Yeah, I was going to say, and shout out to that dribbler for your call and the time you spent formulating it. If I'm being honest, no, a goal-kicking competition does not get my dick hard.
I'd watch one.
Well, of course you'd watch
obviously.
One. But that's only because I was there.
But I don't, my body doesn't crave one.
I don't think that it's that exciting. I think you're more exciting if you're running fast.
I want to know who the quickest in the comp is. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
And no one, obviously we know it's Jason Saab, but I want it to be ratified. That's what I want. And it annoys me that we've just gone away from such a proud, honest tradition.
Mm.
Everyone loves it. Mm. Everyone gags for it. Everyone's calling for more of it. I don't know why they don't do it. What's the reasoning? Everyone's on the piss, I suppose. No one can be fucked.
I don't know. What I do know is a goal kicking campaign. No disrespect to you, fine sir.
Running rush.
Do you want to see it on grass or on like an athletic track?
Grass.
Grass.
That's where they play the great game.
With their sprigs on, mate. Their boots on. That's what I want. Over 100, obviously.
Do you want ball in hand?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, I do.
Thomas, Eddie, Tobler, everyone else, on your stalker chat. Fuck. 18, 19-year-old me, get on Tinder. Within half an hour, I'm talking this bird, I'm around, getting into some dirt work. Got a bit weird, sort of ghosted her. Fast forward 6 years. I'm there, Sunday afternoon, my mum calls me. I was a 26-year-old. You don't really do your own washing. Mum calls me up and goes, oh, all your washing's done, but have you come past and picked anything up? I'm like, nah, well, what is that? Oh, all your socks and jocks are missing. Oh, okay. Maybe we've got a stalker. 2 o'clock that fucking night, I wake up to this bird from 6 years ago standing over me watching me sleep. I'd moved house at least 4 times since the last time I saw her. And, yeah, it was a fucking sitch. So that's a stalker for you. Yeah, cheers.
This annoys me, dude. Need more info.
Wow.
I need more info. That's fucked up. How'd you get her out of your house? What do you do when you wake up and there's someone over you like that?
6 years is such a delay.
Also, it's...
Or have you been stalked the whole time? You probably have because she knew where you lived.
Yeah, and also it isn't that normal to... still have your parents wash your clothes at 26. Just going to say that.
Do you or Dave used to do it? But Dave, he's not normal either.
Well, Tobler would as well.
No, so I did my own washing.
No, he
do
doesn't.
You?
Yeah. Sure he does.
Have for years.
Yep. Same with that Tobler own. It was just for the...
Cody Totes, do you do your own washing?
Okay. Well, he has to. He lives out of home.
So does this bloke. He drops it around
to
his mum. He
drops it back to his mum. There's no way, and I love Tobler, right?
That's what I said. Dave used to do that. He used to drop it back over to his mum's house.
But Dave...
when he was in
lock your ears, Dave, was fucking useless as it pertained to that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Like, this doesn't shock me at all with Dave. Tobler.
I can't believe how, again, there's more questions than answers, but you've got to assume that this stalker stalked or kept tabs on this bloke for long enough to know where he's lived multiple times, but then one day just can't fight the urges anymore, nicks the undies, nicks the jocks, nicks the socks. And then goes, you know, stands over him for God knows how long. God knows doing what.
And then, like, how do you get her out of the house? Does she, like, do you ask, like, what the fuck's she doing? She's like, oh,
how'd you get in? How'd you get in?
Do you then follow up with some sort of, like, legal proceedings here? Like, are you like, this chick's stalking me?
Call back.
Do you get your undies back? Like, what did she do with them? Did you have to go to Kmart and get a whole new swathe of undies?
Even if you got them back, would you keep them?
Probably not.
You know that they've been fucking meddled with?
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd just go, let's...
You know rinse. They've been meddled with?
You'd also actually... Listen, you'd have to be a bit of a freak to actually ask for your undies back, I think. I'd be like, you keep them. I'm going to get...
You're not asking for your undies back. That would be insane.
Yeah, you're right. That would be weird.
That would be absolutely fucking batshit crazy to ask for them back. But maybe you did. Again, more questions than answers. So you compile what we've just talked about and you ring back for Thursday, mate.
One more.
Hey, boys. It's the Tyson Gamble Responsibly Dribbler here. I'm actually not calling up today to talk about said Tyson Gamble. Talking about another reserve grader in Josh Schuster. And I'd just like to take you guys back to a couple of episodes ago where you guys were talking about the upgrades to Brookvale Oval. Yes, we will call it Brookvale because that's what it should be always known as. And do you think that maybe Josh Schuster's kicked up the shit? And this might be a bit of a conspiracy theory, but do you think he's fucking got the shit? Because the guys who have put in the plans to upgrade Brookvale Oval to turn it into the great UFC arena of Australia have decided not to put any braille around the venue. And Josh Schuster, as Tom has alluded to, being again recently being the first ever blind footballer, has fucking really been off that and told this club that, you know, he can't fucking deal with this shit. And they've gone, mate, get the fuck out. We're not putting any braille around. We discriminate. They discriminate against blind footballers, really. That's what we're trying to fucking get to. Anyway, this is the thought, boys. Fucking Broncos forever. Reece Walsh, piss pheromones forever as well. Mm. Fucking cheers. Mm.
Listen, I hadn't thought about that. It could be that this isn't a an inclusive stadium.
That could be part of it, or maybe his disability is finally catching up with him.
Yeah, blindness is a difficult...
It's hard to play rugby league football week in, week out.
At the highest level.
At the highest level, at an elite level, when you can't see.
Yeah, it's a good point. There was an article, I think, the great and powerful Danny Wides, saying that, like, Schuster had made some sort of a statement being, like, disappointed it hasn't been able to work out with Manly. Apparently he's going through, like, a heap of shit, and he's, like, just going to take a step back from the game.
Thoughts and prayers. Hope he's all right.
I hope you're all good, brah. But I am interested to see how that transpires in terms of what it means for Manly. I don't know if I said this to you on the weekend or at the Hacker, because I haven't really spoken to you since. We got a DM from a dribbler. Now, again, I stress and I reiterate, although I'm speaking directly to dribblers, mail from dribblers, almost 100% wrong. I don't think it's ever been right. Maybe it has once, but I don't know. But we got a DM on Friday. Can't remember his name. But all he said was, Schuster going, yes, but reports are Manly talking to David Fifita at Titans. Fifita has a clause in his contract that means he can get out for, like, if they're not playing well.
And dribblers have never been right.
No.
Never.
But that would fucking pump.
But they, surely in the fullness of time, they have to be right.
Mm.
Eventually.
Could you imagine if we got David fucking Fifita?
Yep.
Bro.
I can imagine.
Bro.
Touch yourself.
It is touch yourself stuff. Anyway.
Let's end on that. Manly's getting David Fifita.
Yep.
It's been confirmed.
Start that
rumor. Via a dribbler. It's been confirmed. Will happen. Lock that in. Would Manly win the comp?
Bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.